Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Again, my name is Father Luke Ferris. I'm a priest of the Diocese of Green Bay, and it's a joy to be with you today. All of you who are listening on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Today is the Feast of Saints Simon and Jude Apostles. The Entrance Antiphon. These are the holy men whom the Lord chose in his own perfect love. To them he gave eternal glory. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
The names Simon and Jude literally mean he listens and he praises. This idea that we listen to God, we praise God, and yet we are not always so good at that. Paul will point out to us that it is the Holy Spirit that dwells within us when we welcome him through our baptism and through the sacraments and through our prayer. And we want to begin with that work of the interior life. And our Lord shows us this, that he spends the night in prayer before he calls these 12 apostles, including these wonderful men, Simon and Jude. We ourselves are called by our Lord, and so we begin by acknowledging that we are sinners in need of our Savior, and so prepare to receive these sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
On this feast, we will pray the Gloria together. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Son of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world. Receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ. With the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who by the blessed apostles have brought us to acknowledge your name, graciously grant through the intercession of Saints Simon and Jude that the church may constantly grow by increase of the peoples who believe in you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Today's readings are special readings for the feast. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the holy ones and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the capstone. Through him, the whole structure is held together and grows into a temple sacred in the Lord. In him, you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. the word of the Lord. Our responsorial psalm, their message goes out through all the earth. The message goes out through all the earth. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. Day pours out the word to day, and night to night imparts knowledge. Their message goes out through all the earth. Not a word nor a discourse whose voice is not heard. Through all the earth their voice resounds, and to the ends of the world their message. Their message goes out through all the earth. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus went up to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. When day came, he called his disciples to himself. From them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called a zealot, and Judas, the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. The Gospel of the Lord. In my 19 years working in Catholic education at a Catholic high school on the north side of Chicago, I met a lot of different people. One of my favorite people was a man named Fatah. Fatah was from Iraq. He was educated by the Jesuits there, still a practicing Muslim, but he wanted his son to have that same opportunity and the discipline and the education level that the Catholic Church provided. And so his son was a great student. I'll mention a little more about him later. But Fatah, in our conversations, asked me a question once, which is quite simple for us, really, but we can see how, for others, it may be an important question. He said, "Why did Jesus pray? If he's God, why does he need to pray?" It's a fair question. Most of us would be able, I think, to answer as Catholic Christians, to be able to say, well, he is both perfectly human and perfectly God. And as a human, he comes to instruct us, to show us how we are to live. And he shows us that each of us have to have this place, this inner room, as Jesus calls it in other places, this place where we talk with God, where we share our inmost self with God. And Jesus gives us this beautiful example today. He spends the whole night in prayer. Most of us would likely say we haven't quite done something like that, myself included. Maybe we've pulled all-nighters, but usually it hasn't been just for prayer. Nonetheless, what's beautiful about Fatah's question there and the question for each of us is, do we go to this place where we can meet our God? This place that Paul alludes to in our reading so beautifully, that each of us, when we are instructed, built on the foundation of those first followers of Jesus Christ, the apostles and the holy women that followed our Lord, when we build upon that, we become temples of the Holy Spirit, that the Spirit of God resides in us. And we then understand even more deeply who our God is. Pope Benedict, who I mentioned yesterday for anyone who had tuned in, Pope Benedict says so many wonderful things. And one of the things he says is sometimes people look for God as a neon sign, flag. Here, look at me. I'm God. Pay attention to me, right? And he points out beautifully, he said, we're not going to see God in that way. Our God is invisible. We say that in our creed, but we don't always realize it. We want him to do concrete things, and he does. He uses these secondary effects, but our God is pure spirit, and in some ways, he's super superior to any of us and to the world because of that. He doesn't need material things, and it's this spirit that comes in the form of Jesus Christ, And it's the spirit that Jesus Christ calls upon when he changes his body and blood, right? Changes rather the bread and the wine into his body and blood. And then he gives us this body and blood so that we can receive his spirit in an even a material way, you may say, sacramental way is better said, that we then are united with the spirit of God. And it all begins when we pray, when we say, Lord, I want to know who you are. I want to get to know you. I want to receive your spirit. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. And this is where we then grow close to God. Fatah's son, Hamza, was a wonderful young man as well. He was the salutatorian of his class, that is the number two academically. Very bright and enjoyable person to be with, just like his father. And he, in his salutatorian comments at graduation, said beautifully, you know, I have taken the different road, the other road. And he quoted Frost and said, and that has made all the difference. By coming to a Catholic school, he received something more that has made him different. And he welcomed that because part of that is God. And part of that is who he was making himself and what he had received. We pray then with people of all people of the world with good faith. These wonderful apostles we celebrate today, you see, they didn't know how many people would come after them. So many through their faithfulness. And if we are faithful too, there'll be many people who will be inspired as well. This is what we pray for, this union, this communion with God. And it begins from the inside. We ask our Lord to come to each of us and to all of those that we meet in this world. We stand now, we make this prayer to our God to come to all our needs. Pray for the Holy Father and our bishops, that as successors to the apostles, they will be filled with apostolic zeal for the conversion of the world. We pray to the Lord. That in imitation of Saint Simon and Jude, many men will be inspired to give their lives in service to the priesthood. We pray to the Lord. For our government, that God will provide lawmakers and judges who are guided by the Holy Spirit to defend our basic rights and work toward an end to abortion, euthanasia, and all crimes against the dignity of human life. We pray to the Lord. For peace in the family, that mutual respect between spouses, parents, and children will increase and become a source of strength and love for the world. We pray to the Lord. For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the souls of John and Elizabeth Wolski, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For St. Joseph, for our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. Heavenly Father, the wonderful apostles and holy women went before us. We ask that we may pray upon the foundation they have lived and receive the grace of that deeper interior relationship with you. And we ask this through our prayers, and we ask this through Christ, our Lord.
Amen. You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. Pray, sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. As we venerate the perpetual glory of the holy apostles Simon and Jude, O Lord, we ask that you receive our prayers and lead us to worthy celebration of the sacred mysteries through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For you have built your church to stand firm on apostolic foundations, to be a lasting sign of your holiness on earth, and to offer all humanity your heavenly teaching. Therefore, now and for ages unending, with all the hosts of angels, we sing to you with all our hearts and crying out as we acclaim, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. The time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving you thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, especially Saint Simon and Jude, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we wait the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other as a sign of peace. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Now is a perfect time to pray the spiritual communion for those who are not able to receive the Eucharist, and for those who are, to prepare ourselves. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. Whoever loves me will keep my word, says the Lord, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. having received this sacrament, O Lord, we humbly implore you in the Holy Spirit that what we do to honor the glorious passion of the apostles Simon and Jude may keep us ever in your love through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
I'd like to thank you all for joining us here at Relevant Radio. Hope you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time, noon central, for Mass. And be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at the Family Rosary Across America at 7 p.m. Central. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Mass has ended. Go in peace. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard in weakness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, but to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, to live joyfully in this state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.
The Patrick Madrid Show.
On Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Hi, Patrick. I just wanted to say that I really love your show. I've learned so much. I've been listening for the last couple of months, and I have the app, so I just love that I can listen to it anytime.
Stream your favorite Relevant Radio shows right on your smartphone or tablet.
What you waiting for?
The Relevant Radio app.
I love your show. I wish I could sit and listen to you every morning.
but you know you can. All you have to do is go and listen to the podcast.
What you waiting for?
The Relevant Radio app.
It's in your app store.
Yeah!